Heatwave Jungle Ghost Note, resample and arrange in Ableton Live 12. Advanced vocals for drum and bass. Alright, in this lesson we're doing a very specific modern jungle move, the ghost note vocal. This is not a lead vocal, it's not a hook. It's that barely there human texture that you feel in the groove more than you consciously hear. Think heat haze on asphalt. Its movement, shimmer, presence, but it never steals the spotlight from the snare and the bass. By the end, you'll have a printed, resampled vocal layer that behaves like percussion. Tight chops that lock to the break, controlled space, and an arrangement that evolves every 8 or 16 bars like proper drum and bass. Let's set the session so resampling is smooth and predictable. Set tempo to a DNB range, 170 to 175 BPM. I like 172 for this. Drop your vocal into Ableton, and start your warp mode on Complex Pro. Leave formants at 0 for now, and set the envelope around 80 to 120 so it's not too grainy. We can get weird later, but first we want it stable. Now make 4 tracks. 1. Vox Source. That's your raw vocal. 2. Vox Chop Rack. That's where your chops and your vibe chain live. 3. Vox Ghost Print. This is an audio track dedicated to recording your resample. And optionally, a Vox Ghost FX return if you want to share reverb and delay across layers. Teacher note. Shared returns are one of the easiest ways to make multiple variations feel like they belong to the same world. Next, pick the right vocal fragment. Do not start with a full verse. You want 1 to 4 words maximum. Even better, a breath, a whisper, an ad-lib, the tail of a shout, or a vowel like ah or oh. Dense lyrics are going to fight your mix, because words naturally demand attention. Ghost notes should suggest language without delivering a message. Trim it tight. Once it's clean, consolidate it so it behaves like one solid asset. Then add short fades on the clip edges, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to kill clicks. Those clicks might seem small, but in jungle at 172 they stack up fast and start sounding like unwanted percussion. Now we make it ghostable. The order here matters. Clean, then tone, then timing. On Vox Source, add an EQ8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't be precious about the number. Listen for when the chest and rumble disappear. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz by a couple dB. And if you need a little articulation, a tiny boost between 3 and 6 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Small moves. This is not a vocal mix. It's pre-processing for chopping. Then add a gate. Set the threshold so it closes between syllables. Fast attack, like 0.5 millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 10 to 30 ms. Release around 30 to 90 ms. The goal is, each fragment becomes a controllable hit, almost like a drum sample. If your source is noisy, gating now saves you later, because delay and reverb will exaggerate that noise. Then add saturator. Turn on soft clip, drive it 2 to 6 dB, and trim output so it isn't louder, just denser. That density is what lets the ghost sit in the mix without needing volume. Now timing. This is where jungle feel happens. Warp and nudge the key consonants so they land in the pockets around the drums. The classic move, place the ghost after the snare, like a tiny answer. But here's the advanced coaching. Don't do it the same way every bar. Try to micro-tining personalities and alternate them by section. Personality 1 is the late answer. Push the ghost 15 to 35 milliseconds after the snare. It feels lazy, rolling, confident. Personality 2 is the early pre-ghost. Pull it 10 to 20 milliseconds before the snare. That creates tension, urgency, that forward lean. Commit one feel for 8 bars at a time. That way it reads like arrangement, not like sloppy timing. Now we chop it like a break. Rhythm first, word second. You've got 2 approaches. Choose based on what makes you faster. Approach A. Audio chopping and arrangement view. Duplicate your vocal across 1 to 2 bars. Slice on 16th notes. Then delete most of it. Keep only a few slices. A common jungle shape is quick hits on the E and A subdivisions, like little shadows between the main drums. Add micro fades on every slice, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, because tiny edits without fades will click, and clicks will distract. Approach B. Slice to MIDI. Right-click your clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If it's a spoken phrase, transient slicing works great. If you want pure rhythm, slice by 1/16. In simpler, keep voices low, like 1 to 3, so it stays tight and doesn't overlap into mush. Then program a sparse MIDI pattern. Think of it like an extra shaker line, except it's human. Now we make it heatwave. Filter movement and space, but controlled. On Vox Chop Rack, start with auto filter. Go band pass or high pass. Put the frequency somewhere between 600 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Add resonance, but keep it tasteful, like 0.6 to 1.2. Then add an LFO, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, with a small amount. You want motion, not a wobble that screams effect. The ghost should shimmer, not dominate. Then width. Add chorus ensemble, subtle, 10 to 25% amount, low rate. You're creating the illusion of width without turning it into a 90s chorus vocal. Then delay. You can use delay or echo. Time it to 1/8 or 3/16 for that classic D&B bounce. Feedback around 15 to 35%. And filter the delay internally. High pass around 400 to 800 Hz. Low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Teacher note. Filtering your delay is how you get movement without clutter. Unfiltered repeats are basically a mix sabotage. Then reverb. Keep it small to medium. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 ms so the transient stays readable. High cut 6 to 9 kHz to keep it dark and tucked back. Finally, a compressor to blue it. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms, aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. We're not smashing, we're stabilizing. Now, before we resample, do your gain staging. This matters more than people think. Aim for the vocal chain, post effects, to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. If you print too hot, your delay and saturation behave inconsistently, and your resample take ends up with random spikes that force you to overcompress later. We want the print to already feel like an instrument. Okay, resampling time. This is where the ghost note becomes real. You can do it two ways. Method 1. Set Vox Ghost Print input to resampling. Arm it. Solo your vocal chains so you don't accidentally print the whole track. Then record 4 to 16 bars while you tweak filter, delay, and reverb live. Perform it. Don't overthink it. Jungle is alive because decisions get committed. Method 2. Cleaner. Set Vox Ghost Print to audio from your Vox Chop rack. Post effects. That way you only print that track. When you stop, consolidate the best section. Add tiny fade in and out on the printed clip. And if you don't need time stretching anymore, turn warp off on the print. Now you've got a committed audio asset, consistent tone, predictable dynamics, and it will arrange like a break layer. Now arrangement. This is where most people fail with ghost vocals. They make a cool 2-bar loop and paste it for 64 bars, and the whole track starts feeling cheap. We're not doing that. Use 16-bar logic. Bars 1 to 4. Very sparse. 1 or 2 hits per bar. Let the drums and bass establish dominance. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce a repeated motif. Same chop in the same spot, so the listener's brain starts recognizing a pattern. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Add a stutter fill near bar 12. Even a tiny double hit can feel like a fill if it's placed well. Bars 13 to 16. Pull back again, or filter up to set up the next phrase. Placement rule. Often, put the ghost after the snare, or on the offbeat end of 2 and 4. And when your bass is doing a big sustained note, leave more space. If everything talks at once, nothing hits. Now upgrade your transitions with contrast. Print a second pass that's heavier on effects. Overdelayed. Oververbed. More movement. Use that as your tail version. Then keep your main print tighter and drier. Here's a pro layering move. Offset the tail print later by 20 to 60 milliseconds, and low cut it more aggressively. You'll get clear rhythm plus haze behind it, without washing out the snares. And if you want extra presence without volume, do a micro flam. Duplicate a printed hit. Leave one on the grid. Put the duplicate 8 to 20 ms later. Turn it down 6 to 12 dB, and darken it with a low pass. It'll sound louder and more present, but it won't actually take up more space. Now let's make it sit in the mix, mid/side and sidechain. On the printed track, add EQ 8 and switch it to M/S mode. On the mid channel, high pass somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If it fights the snare snap, slightly dip 2 to 4 kHz. On the side channel, add a gentle high shell from about 6 to 10 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, just to get airy width that doesn't block the center. Then sidechain. Put a compressor on the vocal print or on a ghost bus if you group your ghost layers. Sidechain it from the snare or the whole drum group. Fast attack, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 ms. Ratio anywhere from 2 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Dial threshold until you get 1 to 4 dB of ducking on snare hits. That's the vocal breathing with the drums. The groove gets cleaner, and your snare stays king. Quick warning checklist before we wrap. If you can clearly understand the words during the drop, it's probably too literal or too loud. If your mix turns into fog, it's usually low mid reverb, high pass your reverb, or high pass the vocal before it hits the reverb. If complex pro sounds metallic, either reduce the warp intensity or commit to the artifact and print it as character. But don't sit in the uncanny middle. If your chops land exactly on the snare transient, your snare loses impact. Offset the vocal 10 to 40 ms later, or let sidechain create the separation. And if nothing changes for 32 bars, it's not jungle. Faradation is the genre. Now a quick practice challenge you can do in about 20 minutes. Pick a 1 to 2 second vocal phrase. Make 3 ghost variations. Faradation A. Tight and dry, mostly filtered, minimal reverb. Faradation B. Echo heavy, try 3/16 delay, keep it low in the mix. Faradation C. Dark and dirty, light redux plus saturator, maybe a higher resonant high pass. Resample each into its own printed clip, then arrange 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16, A is your main ghost. Bars 17 to 24, bring in B quietly. Bars 25 to 32, add C for intensity, and do a 1-bar fill at bar 32. Finally, sidechain the whole ghost bus to the snare for about 2 to 3 dB of ducking. Recap, you treated the ghost vocal like a break layer, not a vocal track. You cleaned it, shaped it, chopped it rhythm first, then you resampled to commit character. You arranged with 8 and 16 bar logic, used call and response with the snare, and kept the center clean, while pushing width into the sides and the returns.